welcome to the Gentleman Geek Podcast with your hosts Peter and Andy. Follow us on Twitter at gentleman_geek. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome into the Gentleman Geek Podcast. I'm your host, Peter, and with me as always, Andy Hara. How are you doing today, sir?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. So, basically, we're starting off this podcast as some time to get together, talk about things that interest us. Coming up on future shows, what you can expect is us just rattling off thoughts about random things.
Just simple middle-aged guys. We're both proud parents, and we like the game too, you know.
That's
just
right.
Just because we got kids doesn't mean that we're dead to the things that we love to do. So
that's right. Yeah. It's, and the slogan of the show, as you can see on our WordPress.com site, is talking about everything geekdom, from collectibles to raising future geeks. So life does not end after children. That is for sure.
Absolutely.
And I think that might be something that's kind of hard for new dads, or even maybe not even the first one, because I think with the first kid it's kind of deceiving. At least in my case it was. I was still gaming heavily after I had my first child, and the second one has been a real gut punch.
It was pretty much same way for me. I mean, I played when my daughter was born, my firstborn, mm-hmm. played a lot of Halo 3, a lot of Black Ops 2.
Yep.
Kind of dating myself here, but
a little bit.
She was pretty much I considered like my good luck charm when it came to Black Ops 2 back then, because that was pretty much the best I ever played on first person shooters.
Just tearing it up. Destiny 1 was my jam. That was what I was doing while my daughter was swinging in her swing.
It definitely threw me for a curveball after having, second kid, my son.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely made things a little bit harder to juggle the two kids and,
yep.
And holding a controller, because it was just not possible.
Right, exactly. That's exactly
right.
So
I definitely feel your pain as far as not being able to play. So it gets better as they get older.
Right. Exactly. And once you get into that routine with the newborn, like my son is 2 months, 2.5 months old right now, and he's starting to get into a routine, so it makes it a little bit easier, kind of logging in some game hours. So you'll see me more and more online for sure, and especially with the new Call of Duty coming out shortly. I'm going to begging the wives to be on that.
Yeah, it definitely looks good. The new Destiny 2 expansion is pretty solid in my opinion.
Yeah, and just so you guys know, we're pretty big Destiny players. We are addicted to that MMO feel without having to grind as much as that. So
yes,
you get that satisfaction of opening an engram or something like that. It feels real good, real good.
Well, it definitely in a way brings me back to the days when we were religiously grinding away at like Final Fantasy XI. That game took away so much time out of my life.
Mine as well, sir.
You at least at the time were just in college, so I mean
high school and college. Yeah, but I had the time to waste. But man, there was a lot of wasted time there.
I did not have the time to waste, and I spent a lot of time when I should have been sleeping, and sleeping for my work day the next day. I would play nonstop all night to try to level my character, which
gotcha. Oh,
was kill killer back then.
Jeez. Yeah, and you know, we'll save the most of this for a future episode, because I'm sure we have a lot more to talk about on that subject, because it literally ruled our life for 3-4 years, and so we'll get back to that. But you know, stay tuned with us. We're gonna try some things out in these first couple episodes, see what flows best. Right now we're gonna go through some topics that we chose that interested us, and you know, see how it goes. So first up, I got a report from GameSpot here where, and I'm not sure if you were affected, I don't believe I've seen any of this yet, but Netflix is gonna start running ads in between shows. So when you get that binge on, you're gonna start getting what Netflix is calling it recommendations, which is just ads for what looks like shows on their platform. So have you run into this yet?
I have. It has been popping up on my account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll get 2-3 episodes in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, back in the day, it used to, you know, just kind of pause and say, are you still watching this?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Now what it does is it still kind of does that, but it's pretty much an advertisement for another show.
Is it purely Netflix platform shows, like other Netflix shows?
Yes.
Like, okay. All right.
It's purely Netflix based as far as the programming is concerned, and it's stuff that they feel that is similar to what you're already watching.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you find that
it's mostly for like newer stuff?
Right. Do you find that helpful?
It's not existing stuff.
Or do you know what you want to watch?
I mean, let's face it. Does anybody really like advertisements? You know.
Well, especially with the recent, but I think it was like 3 or 4 months ago now when they hiked the prices up, and now they're introducing these advertisements. So I think a lot of people are angry about that. To me, I don't watch that much Netflix. I watch a few comedy specials with the wife. She gets into the shows a lot more than I do, but when I do see a I've found a few, like the new Quincy Jones documentary was actually on one of the, for whatever reason, the comedy thing. So we started watching that. So I think I find a little bit of value in it, but I certainly can see the standpoint of just not liking it for, you know, ads being ads,
Well, let's face it. I mean, most of us have given up on cable.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Because, I mean, let's face it, it's overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you live in an area where we live, I'm not going to name any names of who our providers are, but
don't want to get in trouble.
We're kind of, nope, and I don't want to plug them because I'm not really thrilled with their service.
They suck.
But, you know, we're kind of, and we're married to them because they're the only provider in our area because they struck a deal with all the town municipalities.
That's right.
For exclusivity,
mm-hmm.
in exchange for free public television access.
Correct.
Which, I'm sorry, the consumer is getting screwed. You know?
Always do.
And I don't like that. Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. So to me, you know, if I wanted to watch nonstop commercials, I would have cable.
Right, you turn on your cable box again and, you know, watch as many advertisements as you want, because that's all it is. Now,
you know,
we wouldn't just bring up this topic without a remedy. So we read also reports from GameSpot that there's a remedy to this. It's a really simple fix. Because right now Netflix said it is only in beta phase, so who knows if this is going to be permanent or not. But according to GameSpot, you can actually go to the desktop site. It won't be on your mobile phone. You got to go to the actual desktop site, and in settings, you can disable this. So a little bit of work.
It's only on the desktop. I did kind of peruse around on my Xbox.
Yeah, was it there?
You know, it. You cannot access it through the Xbox.
Okay.
You have to go to the computer.
Now, did you go? Did you go
there
and try
it
on your desktop?
I haven't gone and tried it yet on the desktop yet.
Mm-hmm.
Time lately has been
Yeah, it's like
not too favorable.
right, it's the last thing on the mind, but as soon as that ad comes up, it's like it's just a sucky reminder of like, oh, I gotta go back in there.
You know, I can say one thing I'm not happy about is the constant price increases all around the board. I mean,
Yeah, plus they're losing all of Disney soon too, right? And they are opening up their own platform, and they're going to be losing it.
yes, because they're going to be taking all of the Marvel with them.
Yeah, so I wonder what all that money's going to
So,
be for.
well, I don't know. I mean, you think about it, they have all of their Marvel exclusives right now. You know, you look at like
Black Panther. Yeah.
Black
Daredevil.
Panther, Daredevil. Daredevil is an excellent series on
Well, yeah,
Netflix.
the right, the series that are exclusive to Netflix right now, you're right. I wonder if Marvel Studios will still allow Netflix to run those until they are done, 'cause I get the whole Defender series too. They only did one of those.
There's another. There's supposed to be another season of that. So I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen with that. I mean, I know Daredevil series, season number 3 is supposed to be coming out very soon.
Yeah, and that's gonna be really good. Be really good, hopefully. I didn't really like the second one that much. The first one was awesome. Second one was kind of a drag. It seemed like they were really just trying to prime up the defenders, but
They were prepping for the Defenders, kind
yeah.
of a lead into. I mean, Iron Fist was,
That was
to me a letdown.
hot garbage.
You know,
Yeah.
that somehow they're putting out a season 2 of Iron Fist also.
Maybe that will be better than the first. Maybe it's like reverse Daredevil. I don't have much
Maybe
hope,
we'll
but
see what happens. I am honestly waiting for season 2 of The Punisher, to be honest with you, because
yep.
that series was pretty hot,
Did you give
really
Jessica
good.
Jones a chance?
I didn't
Yeah, it took me
need I
like
didn't
almost 2 years to actually watch the entire season, but the end of that first season was actually pretty good. But it just took me a long time to finish it.
I didn't watch that, and I just didn't get around to watching Luke Cage.
Gotcha. Yeah, I missed the boat on Luke Cage. The wife said it was really good though.
But we'll see what happens. I mean, and there's other great shows that are coming out too. I mean,
Yeah.
the second season of Castlevania is coming out the tail end of October.
I have not
If you
watched that.
haven't watched the you haven't well
No.
you have to watch the first season. It was really good. It's only 4 episodes long.
Is that animated?
And it is. It's
Oh,
animated,
nice,
and
nice.
it is reminiscent of Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Okay.
As far as the art style and
Yeah, I think I've seen that on
the darkness
Yeah, I think I've seen that like on the
of
banners
the
on Netflix. That's
yeah,
Netflix show, yeah?
it's good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a Netflix exclusive. It's worth a watch. It was really good.
All
I
right.
was kind of disappointed it was only 4 episodes long.
Oh, wow.
But the second season is supposed to be much longer. There's supposed to be more episodes this season. I think they were kind of testing the waters to see how it
Gotcha,
would do.
yeah,
And
right. Well,
there's a lot of people out there like myself that are hungry for more.
absolutely, yeah.
So,
I'll definitely have to check that out. And man, I can already see our future episode just getting heavier and heavier into all these different subjects, and it's actually getting me pretty pumped. So,
I
Marvel
know, right?
episodes, anime episodes, like hell yeah, get some Cowboy Bebop on this show. Dragon Ball Z.
Yes, they should get all that stuff on here.
Did you ever watch Cowboy Bebop?
I did, yes.
Oh,
I did like that
fantastic.
series.
Freaking love that series. Okay, but we're gonna get way off topic here. So basically so that's the that was the our kind of our first story here is that the Netflix putting out there in beta and test markets. It seems like it's definitely hitting around our area. But there is a remedy for it, so if you're really bothered by it, you can always just disable it from your desktop or from your laptop or desktop, wherever, going to the website and just going to settings and disabling for now, at least until it becomes permanent, which will most definitely happen eventually. But So moving on here, we got the Nintendo Switch. The online service was just released. What was it, on the 18th? September 18th, I think it was?
Yep, the 18th.
Late for us
it.
On the East Coast, but I wasn't able to stay up for it. But around 11 p.m., I think it was finally done.
Yeah, it was 11 o'clock at night it launched.
Yeah. So have you gotten a chance to play any games online yet?
I haven't played online, mm-hmm. but I have accessed all the content and
sweet.
Kind of scrolled through the NES library that they have available to play online. Pretty sweet setup.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Revitalized my love for the Switch. Don't get me wrong, I like it. It's a great mm-hmm. great console, and
but it's niche, you know, right? It's for fun cartoony games, not for like first person shooters or anything serious.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I really loved playing through Zelda, and Mario Kart 8 was really good on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely tend to find myself more on my Xbox because
you only have so much time.
Obvious reasons of, you know, I can watch Netflix, I can watch Amazon, everything's right there. And I know I'm probably could do the same on my Switch, but
it's not the same experience.
It's just more convenient on the Xbox, you know.
Gotcha.
What I do like about the Switch is, I mean, if my wife is watching TV, I can grab the Switch and play a handheld with a headset and not bother anybody.
Yeah.
It is pretty solid handheld form, you know.
Yep. So I got a chance to play it with our buddy Mike. We played, I think, like 6 or 7 games because they would just either go too long or we'd be like, all right, let's get on to the next one because we only have so much time to play. And it was fun. It was smooth. Everything was smooth except for the baseball game. We kept having a little bit of lag issues with that one. I'm not sure if just because there was a lot of people playing it or whatever, but he whooped me on the Techno Bowl football game. Oh, yeah. Well, I forgot the old trick of the LA Raiders. And he kept intercepting me. Yeah, Bo Jackson. He didn't even Bo Jackson me that much though. He was just really good.
No.
And I really sucked. The thing that I found a little wonky was the app. Because you have to the only voice chat you're able to do is on the app, the Nintendo Switch app, and it was not smooth. So he was able to get in.
Through your smartphone, right?
Exactly. So he was able to get in without really any issue. Because you go into it, you hit the microphone button, and then it's supposed to show the game that your Switch is in. Mine wasn't showing, so I had to reset my Switch. And as soon as I did that, it showed up in the app. So it looks like you have to have the app open first, then load into your game. Then you'll be able to like locate it, and you can like join up with the person. But it's not smooth. I really don't like using my smartphone. Mike was using it on speakerphone, so everyone could hear what I was saying, which is fine, except I was swearing and his little one was around, so I had to stop doing that. But I had my headset on, but it's just not the same. It should be able to do it through the Switch. It was kind of a bummer.
Well, here's the thing. All right, fine. You're using a smartphone app and doing chat through your smartphone. Well, does everybody have a smartphone these days? I mean, I know it's uncommon for people not to, but...
True. I guess it makes it more portable,
I'm sure there
too.
Are people out there that doesn't.
True.
I get that, but you're telling me that there's not anything that they could have done through the console itself?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I wish it was through the console, and there's a few things...
Because it has headset capability.
Right, and there's a microphone on it. But here's the thing I think is why they didn't do it. Number one, it probably would have driven up the cost of the online subscription. Number two, I don't think their structure of their party system or even the online multiplayer, I don't think it's able to handle it. I don't think it's that advanced, sadly enough. And
I mean, even if it drove the price up a little
oh,
bit,
I would have
would it
paid for
really
it.
have mattered? I
I
mean,
would have paid for
they
that. That's awesome.
well, hands down, I paid the $20.
Right.
You know, I
I did
mean,
the trial. I'm still on the trial until
they've
my birthday.
which is fine, but I mean, for me, I'm willing to spend $20 to take a gamble on a
Yeah.
year's
Oh,
subscription or
hell yeah.
something.
20 bucks is
And
nothing.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I did it because I want those limited edition Joy-Cons.
Well, let's get into
You know,
that.
I
Why don't you explain that one?
well, so the fine people at Nintendo have designed new Joy-Cons that are retro style, like the original NES controllers. They're pretty sleek looking. They're, you know, just like, you know, your regular Joy-Cons that came with the Switch, but they look exactly like a Nintendo NES controller, which
Yeah.
for an old dude like me,
Yeah.
that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And you know, they're rechargeable just like your other Joy-Cons. And they're limited to only people that subscribe to their, you know, their subscription for the online service.
So
So,
collectible.
very collectible.
Very collectible, especially
Only
when you get those one-offs.
one per household,
Right.
per subscription.
Right.
So, they are going to be highly collectible because of that. You
Sure.
know,
The thing that I have a problem about it is, I get that it's $60 and you get, or $66, whatever it is, for two controllers, but the controllers don't have all the functionality that you need to play anything else besides the NES games, which I guess that's the purpose of it. That's cool. It just a big letdown that it doesn't have full capability of all the buttons. That kind of bugs me a little bit. It just feels like Nintendo being Nintendo and releasing stuff specifically for one little thing, and then the consumer gets screwed. I get it. It's $30 per controller, which is half off of what a pro controller is, or even more Joy-Con joysticks or whatever. But sorry, I'm new to the Switch game. I just got mine, so. But I get it. It's half off for half the features, I guess, right? I guess that's a way of looking at it.
I'm looking at it from the collectible aspect. You know,
All right.
only li there's only limited quantities, only people that subscribe to the, you know, the Nintendo Online
Right.
subscription are going to be able to get these.
True.
So, I mean, to me,
It does. It kind of brings you back to the day when you ordered stuff from like a magazine, and it was only limited. You know what I mean? Like that. It's a good feeling, and I applaud Nintendo for bringing that feeling back.
Well, they're bringing that back. You know, I mean, we're talking like way back to like when Kenner introduced the first Star Wars figures.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They weren't ready for Christmas, so you had to mail order them, and you know, you gave your kids a cardboard display box and basically said,
Merry
"You'll get
Christmas.
these one at a time. Merry Christmas. Here's a cardboard
Santa hates
cutout."
you.
When the fine folks at Kenner, you know, finally get caught up with production, that, you know, they'll get mailed to you. And those original 12 are worth a fortune right now
Sure,
because of
sure.
that.
I wonder how much those cardboard
So
pieces
the
are worth. I'm sure they have some value to somebody out there.
I want to say, well, yeah, if you've got the figures, no cardboard cutout, I mean, the
Right.
set's kind of useless without the cardboard display. I mean, the way I look at it, I mean, you know that there's going to be people out there selling them on eBay, and there's going to be a
For
ton
sure.
of people out there with, you know, remorse or not, you know, jumping on it when they had the opportunity to get it for the cheap price.
Yeah, that's true.
I personally wouldn't be surprised to see this stuff being sold online after the fact for, you know, at least double the money.
Right, and that's the thing about Nintendo is they always find these niche things and they excel at that so much. That's how they survived for so long, is just finding that
Like
target market and boom.
the Amiibos.
Amiibos, the Rob.
Those are those those are prime examples
The
of
power glove, they have all these things that are so niche, and it just makes people crazy for them. The Wii Fitness Board,
all
come
lost.
on. How many people wanted that damn
Yes.
thing?
Yep. Now you can't give them away.
Yeah, exactly. They're in a heap of pile of junk. That's just one case of where it really didn't work out because it was just so overmade, which I think they learned a lesson on.
Yeah.
You got
De
your
definitely
Wii
in
for
that
10 bucks.
aspect.
Your last one you picked up at
Yes, the
the
last one
expo.
that I picked up that I picked up at the expo, which
Right, we can talk
we
about that now,
really should
yeah.
touch base on.
Yep.
So a couple weeks ago we went to Retro World Expo,
Which was
and
fantastic.
it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was a great venue. It was at the Hartford Civic Center.
It was well organized, really nice.
I felt it was very well organized. I really felt that the vendors that they had there were pretty good. I mean,
They were
there weren't
fair.
any. Yes, there were a lot of fair vendors, but there were no dirtbag vendors.
Yeah.
Like for myself, taking the gamble on a Wii console that I
Yeah.
got no way to test it.
Yep.
I made out pretty well. $10 for a Wii console,
Yep.
and it works.
Yeah, it was just the console only, but for 10 bucks, you can't go wrong with that. I mean, that's insane value.
I mean, I wound up jumping on that because my best friend's kids, they have a Wii. They've had it since it first came out, and it stopped reading discs.
Yep.
So to me, it was worth the $10 gamble
Absolutely. Yeah.
to grab one, and I wound up giving it to them, and and they were really happy.
Right. Yeah, I think the one thing that really stood out to me was the artwork that was inspired by all this retro worlds living, I guess. Some of the shade boxes or the shadow boxes, I should say, were phenomenal
Yep,
with the little
the
pop out
shadow
art.
boxes were cool.
That was really cool. The artists that were there were that were like just drawing everything from my childhood in just really artistic and cool ways. It was really neat too. And then the side events, I don't know what you thought, but the cosplay wasn't all that great. There was a few exciting moments on
Well,
it, but
cosplay is always hit or miss.
True.
And there were plenty of people that complained online on their Facebook page about it. I
Yeah.
mean, let's face it,
They didn't post enough
you
photos about it,
can't.
number one. I mean, that's just the
Well,
start.
no,
They did a horrible job with
they
that.
didn't. But I mean, it's a video game convention. It's
True.
not like it's a Comic-Con.
True. Well, it's Retro World, which was it encompasses everything, and people wanting to dress like their favorite past characters is fine, but there was a lot
Yeah,
of
but.
meh, I don't know. Like, bravo for them for
Let's
being
put it
brave
this
enough to
way.
do it, you know?
Well, true, but I mean, if you really want cosplayers to come,
Yep. you
gotta have big name cosplayers at the con.
That's true. That's very true. It's extremely true, yeah.
They really didn't have anybody in that aspect signed to be there. They did have a lot of internet personalities there,
Yes.
which was pretty cool.
Yeah. Did you go talk to any of them? I
A lot of
didn't get a chance to.
I didn't get a chance to. I was actually kind of intimidated to.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I mean,
All right. Fair enough.
I personally would have liked to have talked to Pat the NES Punk.
Yep.
Pat Conti, I think
Yep.
his
Yeah, that
last
sounds
name
right.
is.
Yep. He was in that documentary,
I
right?
would have liked to have, yes, he was in well, he's in several actually.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
He's in the Video Game Years,
Yes, that was the one that
which you
you
can,
pointed me to.
which he's in that. He was in another one called The Bits from Yesterday, which was also a very good, very, very good documentary. It's actually how I learned about the con that we went to. Because they talked about it pretty prevalently in the documentary, and I wound up looking it up afterwards after watching, you know, that documentary on, you know, strictly on video game collecting. But I was kind of, I wanted to talk to him, but I was pretty intimidated too.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes in different things. Walking around, I noticed some toys from childhood too. I saw the Ninja Turtle van. I saw a couple Elf toys, Strawberry Shortcake. A lot of cool things that were there. Just besides video games, you know, like it was really cool.
A bit of a mix of everything. The gaming tournaments. We didn't really watch too much of that.
No, they were going on. That was pretty cool. The bands were at the end, which they were kind of meh. The food was good.
One band was good. The food was really good.
Yeah.
For me, the highlight of the day for me was just kind of walking around all day, kind of just soaking it all in, mm-hmm. and finding a bunch of stuff that, I mean, let's face it, that you wouldn't commonly come across.
Yeah, why don't you
unless
list those
you're in
out?
A setting like this. My number one thing that I came across was a working Rob the Robot.
There you go.
Which, you know, for me, it's hard enough to find a Rob the Robot, but to find one that works is kind of like a needle in a haystack. You know, so I wound up, you know, scoring one of those, which was nice. I found a reasonable copy of Ogre Battle for Super Nintendo.
Yep.
Complete in box.
Very
I
nice.
Paid a bit of money for it.
Yeah, but you paid it well under what it was
game.
Worth. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I
that's
mean,
good.
I,
you got a deal on that one,
that,
I think.
That was
a,
yeah. I think I got a deal on it too. And that was the thing that was nice about this con. You know, the all the vendors were, well, except for one vendor that I won't get into about him,
yeah.
but.
Expecting
but
too much.
For the most part, they were all, well, I mean, when you think it, you don't stink, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know where I'm going with
I
this.
I know where you're going.
I'm
I know where you're
going.
Trying
to be PG about it.
Yeah.
For the most part, all the vendors were pretty courteous and, you know, willing to, you know, have a friendly bartering, if you would, about pricing, you know?
Exactly. Everyone was open that I went up to and talked to. They were willing to wheel and deal, add things, lessen the amounts of things. So I think overall it was a really good experience. It was my first, con, which was fantastic. It wasn't overly big where I felt like I wasn't going to see everything. It wasn't too small to the point where I was bored in 5 minutes. So I had a really great experience. I was really happy to be able to share that with you and, our buddy Ian and Mike. It was a great experience. So if you want, we can move on to the last topic. Unless you have anything else to say on that?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. So go ahead.
I think we're good there.
Okay.
We're good.
The last topic and, you know, the main headliner that we're going to talk about here is something that we get kind of fired up in our circle about, our circle of friends, and it's across platform gaming and Xbox and Nintendo are getting on board with this kind of crossing the system gap, I guess, or just being able to play with other people on other consoles, which I think is fantastic. Sony, on the other hand, is kind of keeping their players separate, and Xbox and Nintendo are kind of calling them out on it. Like, this is a community of video gamers that want to be with one another and don't want to be account locked to certain systems or consoles. Do you want to give your thoughts on this first, and I'll kind of follow up?
Well, not just that. I mean, I think the bottom line is the more people that are playing,
mm-hmm.
the more interest there will be in these games.
Right.
Everybody's out to make money.
Exactly.
The pie can get split three ways. There's no reason why they all can't share a little bit of that pie.
Well, here's the biggest thing, too. To me, fanboys are fanboys, right? People love their exclusives, and I'm not saying anything about taking exclusives away. You know, God of War, PlayStation, fantastic, great. Halo, Xbox, sweet. Nintendo, any other license stuff, Donkey Kong, Mario, whatever. Those should not change. Those should be console specific. That's what makes you buy that specific console. Where my problem comes in is when you stop the creativity of certain developers, when you say, no, we're not going to do cross-platform, that can potentially stop people from making that game because it's not as open as it would have been. Things that are on PC have not come to console because of that. One game in particular that, you know, I don't know if I'd ever pick it up, but Final Fantasy 14 Online. I don't play MMOs anymore, but I could see how that could be, you know, really cool to play. Some other games that are locked on PS4 and not open would be Rocket League, which is super popular, and Minecraft. I mean, there are hundreds of YouTubers that do Minecraft just to show off their skills, and those are account locked. Could you imagine if all the platforms could cross-populate? That would be amazing. So that's just my take on it. And Fortnite, right. Fortnite's the biggest one of all.
Definitely would broaden the horizon. I think Sony is just, I think they're at a point where they're just being difficult for the sake of being difficult.
Well, exactly. There was an ex-employee who specifically said there was memo sent out that the only reason why they weren't cross-platforming was because of money. Which, fine, if that's your business model, fine, but don't be, for lack of a better word, jerk about it. You know, like, let people do cross-platform. It's not going to hurt you. People are still going to buy PlayStation because of God of War, because of other exclusives. You have your own ecosystem. Xbox has their own ecosystem. Nintendo has their own ecosystem. Just let people play with their accounts cross-platform.
But even if it's about money, why candy coat it and not just come out and say it?
Right. Don't be chickens about it. If that's the way, if that's your stance, just say it.
If that's your stance, just say it.
Right.
Put your big boy pants on and just say it.
Exactly. I'm not sure how much issue. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I just can't see why it would be an issue. I mean, just tell the truth.
Right.
You know? There's no reason to hide the truth.
Exactly. And I don't think it's too damaging as it was back in the day. I think a lot of people have multi-consoles nowadays, mainly because of this reason, because they want to play with their friends. So once friends select a system, you kind of stick with that one. You might venture out a little bit, but those big, you know, big title games, those are the ones where you're going to pick your console and stick with it, and that's just what it is. So, I don't know. But,
I mean, to me, I'm starting to, like, I don't have enough shelf space. And I know that's not the console maker's problem, but,
right.
You know, yeah. I've only got so much shelf space and so much disposable income, you know.
Mine is time. It's just time. Time is slipping away, and you don't get too much of it when you have a family, and that's perfectly fine. Don't get me wrong. I love my family, and I don't want to come off that way, but you got to choose what you want to do with your time, and I think the Switch is going to be great for me because, like you said, I get to. It's portable. I can bring it upstairs. I can play it in between, you know, naps, whatever. The Xbox, I'm a little bit more tied to my my computer in the basement, but yeah, you know, it all comes down to time for me. Over anything else. So if do you have anything else to add to that?
No, I think that's I mean, we've pretty much touched it. I mean,
yeah.
Sony's just being Sony, and
exactly.
You know, they just going to do what they want to do. And that's fine. Let them.
Right. So, with that, I think we've come to the kind of to the end of our first episode, Andy. How do you feel about this one?
It's pretty surreal.
It's finally happened.
Yep, it's finally happened. We've only talked about it for
months.
A few months now.
It's all about that time.
But, I think it's gone pretty well. And
yeah, I agree. I agree. So So if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can add us at @gentleman_geek. I mean, find us there. We'll be posting a little bit more there. You can also find us on WordPress at gentlemangeekpodcast.wordpress.com. You can also email us at gentlemangeekpodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions or just want to add anything to the show. Let us know. Let us know how we did. Constructive criticism is always good. And with that, do you have anything else to add?
I think that just about does it, bud.
All right. Well, that was a great episode one, and I wish everyone well. Peace.
Peace out.